This is Keeping It Real with Nyree, Fiona, Greg. Oh, you're going into the pumpkin spice.
You can't even say it.
Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin. I don't think
pumpkin spice. I got to take my glasses off to read it.
I don't.
Whitewater Brewing Company. I don't even know where that is. Where's the Whitewater Brewing Company from?
Let's not spend half an hour looking.
Pembroke.
Oh, there you go. It's Ontario.
No. Cobden. Cobden, Ontario. 78 Pembroke Street, Cobden. I don't even know
where is that.
What the hell is Cobden, Ontario?
I'll have to Google that. Anyway.
So what we got is a Whitewater Brewing Company Pumpkin Spice Espresso Porter. So it gives you that.
Espresso, not expresso.
Espresso. Sorry. I said that. Why did I say
the fact
espresso?
That you said.
I said espresso. It's pumpkin spice. So it starts off with a coffee flavor and gives you that hint of pumpkin at the end. So actually it's really nice. It's only 4.4% alcohol too. Smooth and rich. So yeah, nice.
It's pumpkin very spice. Fitting.
I'm not usually a fan of pumpkin spice, but
it does, this is that one at least
good. This one's pretty good.
Fiona and I tried think
it's it. Because it's the coffee. It tastes more like coffee than it does.
It's very pumpkin. Much a stout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We tried it.
Porter.
Mm-hmm. What was your take on that one?
I don't mind it. I don't know if I want to drink too many.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink it all the time.
Like, I would share one with you.
Yeah.
Because that'd be enough.
Yeah.
But you go for it. You'd knock that whole thing.
I already did. Like, it's
you're almost
like a
done.
Little bit left in there in the glass.
Fiona and I are back to a country we need to visit.
This is Chile. You don't even know where the hell it is.
I don't know where it is. Like, I haven't even read the bottle yet.
I didn't pick it out either. Sorry. No.
Oh, it's Portugal. It's a Portuguese wine.
Ooh, nice. Argentina, Chile, Portugal. Which one is it?
I like all their wines, so it's I'm good. It is all good. It is Taraboa, and it is a High Altitude Vineyards 2021 red wine. It's delicious. So there you go. Portuguese wine.
Yum.
They do good wines.
Hopefully that's where we're going next summer, I hope.
Yep. Well, you book it.
Yeah.
All right. It's Thanksgiving weekend. And a lot of people stress out about dinner.
Yeah.
Especially this time of year. So, are you stressed out, Greg?
No.
He's never stressed out about food.
Stressed out about food. Why would I be?
No, but a lot of people do get all like,
people
you know,
get all that, yeah, because they
been out of shape.
Been out of shape. I'm on a diet. I can't do this. I can't stop.
First of all, they shouldn't say diet.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's, you know,
falling off the wagon.
It's one weekend. I mean, if you have multiple family dinners to go to.
Yeah, like most of us do.
Yeah. But. Yeah. So, Phil's got some notes there.
Well, I had Googled about holiday eating tips. Well,
strategies.
Right? Like how to, yeah. So, they gave 8 easy tips for healthy holiday eating. So to eat wisely, so it, you know, you pick things that are relatively healthy.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the turkey, the veggies.
Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff is good.
But there's stuffing. And like, well, how much? Like, it's
how much you eating?
Yeah,
and how often?
Tupperware bowl for God's sakes! Like,
like, I think if the majority of the plate is vegetables,
absolutely,
and then you have your protein,
yeah,
a little.
A little bit of
stuffing isn't going to kill you.
No.
Yeah.
Stuffing is sometimes the best part. Like, I like stuffing. You know, I'm fine with the stuffing.
You're always fine with the stuffing.
You're not eating that ton of it. Like I said, you're not eating the whole bowl. So relax.
Yeah. Portion control was the second thing it said, right? So, yeah, if you choose to eat more vegetables than, say, the stuffing or like the carb load, right, then it's you're not going to suffer from that. Fill up on fiber-rich foods.
Yeah.
So what would you constitute as that?
Well, your like your squashes.
Your green beans,
your broccolis, your all those harvesty veggies that are always
good. Half your plate is filled with that stuff, right? And
heavy
meat and, you know, a little bit of complex carbs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, again, people say, oh, but there's mashed potatoes. Like, you know, again, just have like a small, like spoonful.
You don't have to have 3 servings of them.
You don't have to eat 3 servings of it. Like a portion, like we talk about portion control, we say like a palm-sized portion of protein.
Yeah.
So you could easily eyeball this as you're going, okay, I'm going to have like a couple slices of turkey will be your palm size. You could have, like, if you're going to have a complex carbohydrate, then there's your salads or your squashes and those kind of things. Then it'll be like a cupped handful.
Yep.
So you can have like, and then there's so, and then like if you're gonna have your stuffing, that's the smallest portion of your meal. And then just don't slather it all in gravy, because a little gravy goes a long way.
On your potatoes is fine, but if you're making your whole plate of gravy boat, then you've got an issue.
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to skip meals before yes. the big
meal. A lot of people do that, right? Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to eat breakfast or lunch because I'm going to have a big supper. So, but then the problem is you're going to just gorge yourself because you're starving by the time you
yeah.
eat there. Or you're sitting down before supper and having all those little appetizers that you go through because
yeah, because right it's easy to nibble.
I had like mm-hmm. 3,000 peanuts before I went to the, you know, because there's
but then you're not really hungry. Yeah. You don't actually enjoy your meal because no. you spent all this, wasted all this, I don't say wasted calories, but you basically wasted yeah. calories on all this junk food, like the chips and the hors d'oeuvres or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's for easy. Sure. To, and those things are easy to mindlessly nibble. Like you put and a, you they're know,
high calorie.
And they tend to be high calorie.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you're eating.
Not nutrient no. dense, yeah. that's for sure. Where you most know, of the stuff in the Thanksgiving
meal, a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Traditional is highly nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Like
very nutritious.
Compared yeah. to like a highly caloric. You know, where you're dealing with like your chips, your, you know, cheeses and stuff like that, that they throw out on the tables like that. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, it's not that bad. The meal itself.
No,
it's stuff sometimes before.
All the other stuff around it that can be mm-hmm. problematic or not really problematic. So if
you're going back for two or three servings and you got an issue there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, okay, I still have basically if you got to undo your top button when you're done. You know,
and, or hey, it goes flying,
yeah,
and then you're in trouble,
right? Yeah. You're sitting on the couch, let everything just hang out.
So, this actually kind of reminds me of a conversation we had with your brother about So, no, this is okay. So, have you the term snatiation? So, it is a kind of like a combination of work of sneezing and satiation. Yeah. So, Greg's brother. says and he like and your mom did this too
swears by it yeah.
he
ate too much
he eats too much and he starts to sneeze and it's actually
it's, wow. a, thing.
It's a thing
it's a thing
it's a
I
thing
I never thought it was
so like, it is the snatiation reflex. Some people may sneeze after eating large meal. This is known as the snatiation reflex, which is a combination of the word sneeze and satiation. A person experiences this reflex when their stomach is full and becomes stretched. And what do we tell your brother? Don't eat so much, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's it's like, and actually, your mom was baptized. Oh, I yeah. ate too much.
Yep.
There's a real simple solution. And then they both start like,
start sneezing and snotty nose.
I've never heard that.
No.
Yeah, and I've never like, heard wow,
it's a bunch like, of bullshit. And he's like, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
And you know the solution.
Oh, my gosh.
The solution.
Just not to eat so much.
Don't eat so much. And that's the other thing, too.
Yeah, shut your cake hole and stop shoving that down your throat.
Eat slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you could eat whatever you want if you actually. Chew and put your fork
put
down between
bites. Put the fork down in between bites, like, you know.
You won't yeah. be like my brother-in-law and sneezing your face off after, like, oh, and then he pushes himself away from the table. Oh, I ate too much. And he pounds it back fast, like, yeah, dude.
I think that's the thing is, like, it tastes so good that you
but just do you taste stop, it?
But, yeah, you don't.
It's yeah. like, I don't know. Slow down and actually eat your food. Maybe you find out that maybe your grandmother's stuffing's
kind of crap. I don't know how many times he said that, and I kept saying, you're full of shit. Like, there's no way. Like, you're full. You're
well,
full
then of we girl. Googled. I Googled. It's a thing.
Googles wow. It. It's a thing.
I'm like, it's a thing. Sneezing after eating, causes and prevention.
Remember those commercials?
So
did you know? That's yeah, what I feel yeah, like.
Yeah,
like
the more you know, the more you know. Do you sneeze after eating?
Yep.
Stop shoving so much
after drinking?
Food.
Yeah, stop drinking so much. Yeah.
Eat both ways. Yeah, yeah. Stop after eating so much. That's like, eat slowly.
That's
eat
funny,
slowly.
Eh?
Actually, yep. chew your food. Take a moment to actually enjoy it.
That won't work with drinking. Drinking slowly doesn't make you any well, less wobbly.
Well, no, because so, you yeah, tend, yeah. well, you could. Maybe you won't drink so much. The same thing. Snatiation. Who would have thunk it? Wow. New word today.
A clue.
Wow. Yeah. My brother-in-law is an expert witness.
He's a sneezer.
Yeah. So how did you spell that?
Even, I don't even know.
Like, find out. N-A-T-I-A-T-I-O-N.
But that's not what you typed in to find it. You probably didn't sneeze and eating.
Sneezing and eating.
I wouldn't even have a clue.
You know what Google thinks between the stuff that Sabrina searches on my
on your tablet,
tablet and the crap yeah. I search for podcasts.
4,000 tabs open.
What the hell's wrong with this woman? It's a thing. So it is sneezing after eating. Look it up. It's a legit thing. I mean, I think it's a bullshit thing because the solution is to slow down. Mm-hmm. Not eat so much. Yeah. What's on that list?
reflect on your favorite holiday foods.
I think also, this is an important one too.
Yeah.
Reflecting.
Reflecting.
Yeah.
Well, I think, okay, if you have, like, if there's a favorite,
some nostalgia there when absolutely. You're eating it, right? Because you remember.
Well, it's the ones that give you the best feeling, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like apple pie.
Yeah, well, everybody has a favorite holiday food. Like, you know what? Just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down and eat it. Savor it. You know, you're not going
to. And you don't have to eat all of it.
You don't have to eat all of it. Leftovers are a wonderful thing. Yeah, you can always have leftover great, turkey like, the next day.
Put it in the freezer, yeah. Make a soup, whatever. Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
You don't sandwiches. Have to. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to say no. Like, so, oh, do you like, no, no, thank you. And that's all you need to say. You don't need to give an explanation. Like, you know, I've had enough. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Drink water. Is that on there? Stay hydrated?
Actually, no. I'm surprised, but that is a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah. Staying hydrated is a big thing, especially with water, you know.
Because sometimes if you're hungry, it might be thirsty rather than actually some, hungry.
Well, and drinking the water can bring that hunger down a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. So. And it's always a good idea to alternate water with alcohol.
Yeah.
We don't do that during the podcast. Well, but
yeah. I was gonna say, that doesn't really happen on Saturdays.
Well, it's, you know, we don't do that. No.
I'm not mixing water with my alcohol. Like,
not mixing the water with the alcohol. Alternating a glass of water.
I know.
We're not watering down our drinks. We never do that.
No. Jeez. No. Don't deprive yourself of every treat. You have pretty much said that. Yep. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. Like, you know what? It's one a special day. Occasion. It's 1 day or 2 days that you're going to go through. Like,
well, mm-hmm. I think because this is almost the start of the eating season. You know, because you've got Thanksgiving and then Halloween comes along with all the stupid little treats, which it's candy. Like, you know, you have to eat 5 of them to have like half a chocolate bar. So,
yeah.
And then becomes all the Christmas office parties.
Every year. The Halloween candies get smaller every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like when we were
kids. Well, and again, if you eat it slowly, then you're going to realize, you know what, this doesn't taste that good.
Well, especially us that we don't eat them that often. And then you have one, it's like, wow, that's sweet. I don't need
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Incorporate vegetables, which we discussed absolutely. Already.
Yeah.
Yep.
And maintain an exercise routine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go for
a walk after dinner is actually good for digestion. That's so, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wake you up after that. What's that drug when you eat turkey?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Yeah. Do the old tryptophan nap. There.
Yeah. Because you ate too much.
Oh, that's because they got their buttons open on their pants and sitting there with their. drooling on the couch.
You gotta walk it off.
Walk it off.
You gotta walk it off.
Yeah. So that was basically the 8 easy tips.
Put the fork down and walk it off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Eat slowly. I think of all the things that you could do, just eat slowly and you will not eat so much. Because, I mean, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to register that you
know. Your body will tell you when it's full.
Unless
you
you're your brother.
Well, and then you start sneezing, you're freaking full. Like, Jesus, like, come on.
People are going to learn something.
If
finally.
You're eating and your nose starts running, you're full. Just mm-hmm. push the plate away there. You know?
I don't think you can.
I don't
know. I don't think you can.
But my dad's like that too, but he doesn't sneeze, I know. But
I don't know.
But and I also think part of that is the company you're with. Right? Like if you're sitting and you're
having a conversation
that slows you down to eat too. Like you're enjoying your food, but you're also conversing and
if you're
enjoying
just
the company.
Shoveling it and not talking. Yeah.
That's maybe another issue for other things. Yeah.
Shoveler.
The shoveler. The
shoveler.
Sneezing after the meal. That's a sign. How do you
look
know?
Look it up. We're not lying.
We're not lying. Wow. I might put a link
make
on
this
that.
Shit up.
There you go. If you're sneezing after a meal, you ate too much, you need to put that fork down in between bites. There you go. Another episode. Keeping it real. I'm Fiona and Greg.
Eat your pecan pie.